so pumped for
weird.
They're so pumped. They're so pumped.
Last night, a conference room at Memorial University's medical school was abuzz. About 100 people gathered to discuss the problem of no-shows in the Eastern Health System. In the last year, nearly 6,000 medical appointments were missed in the region. These appointments include MRIs, ultrasounds, and specialist consultations. That's a lot of wasted time and money. The event was put on by Hacking Health, an international organization which brings together people from all walks of life, not just the medical community, to solve the biggest problems in the healthcare sector. Mike Bannister is a Director of Information Management with the Department of Health and Community Services and is a volunteer helping to organize Hacking Health events in St. John's.
Hacking Health is a volunteer-based sort of community organization that has the sole focus of breaking down the barriers to health innovation. So you get all walks of life. You can get a patient, you can get a nurse, you can get a specialist or an administrator. Anyone can walk in and sort of join. So that's one of the things I love about it is that you get a great mix at each table.
Eastern Health officials led discussions about how to fix the issue of no-shows. Some of the related topics were technological considerations, transportation considerations, and no-show improvements for new Canadians. The discussion on new Canadians was led by Dr. Christine Aubrey-Bassler, a professor in the Department of Family Medicine at Memorial University. She is involved with the MonMed Gateway Project, a clinic for refugees and immigrants.
Having this round table, people with diverse backgrounds, both cultural and academic and life experience and occupational, so different from my medical background, is incredible. So we talked about the same issues that my colleagues and I talk about every day, but they brought really unique things to the table that I wouldn't have even considered if we hadn't been here.
One of the greatest advantages, according to Dr. Aubrey-Bassler, is that the event is free and open to anyone who wants to come. They just ask that people sign up in advance so they know how much food to order.
And one of the nice things about the Hacking Health sort of format is it really forces people to compress everything. But at the end of a cafe, what we ask is one of the table leaders to stand up and give us 2 minutes on, what's your pitch? Like, what did you accomplish? Okay. What was your problem? What'd you accomplish? What's your next step?
The best part of Hacking Health, according to Bannister, is anyone can attend. On Wednesday, there were medical personnel, engineers, retired folks, and many others. Regardless of affiliation or occupation, Bannister is quick to say anyone is a patient, so they can contribute to the future of healthcare. You can find out about Hacking Health's upcoming events on their Facebook page, Hacking Health St. John's. For Kicker, I'm Alan Bradbury.